Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. Yes! Okay, so check this out. The new app. If you haven't already, just deleted yours and re-download the new app. It's quite extraordinary because now you can listen to me and just me if you want to. But it just makes it, you know, it's easier to listen to whoever you want to, as much as you want to, without having to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. So, hey, make sure you go and download the new app. It's pretty hype. Plus, it got a feature on there where you can leave me a message. So yay, hey, all right now. So this episode is called Big D Energy. Yeah, Big Dick Energy. Do you know what Big Dick Energy is? Let me explain. When Big Dick Energy walks in the room, it is recognized. See, I'm going to tell you some things that only Big Dick Energy does. Big Dick Energy doesn't worry about price tags. Big Dick Energy knows that it's got the tools to complete the job, satisfy, hit the back, knock out the bottom, make you holler, make you feel good. Big Dick Energy knows that if his thing ain't all of that, his tongue gonna make it work. It's gonna come together as a complete package, one way or the other. That's what Big Dick Energy does. Big Dick Energy doesn't feel like it's being souped out. If you open the door, if you got some fucking manners about yourself and you treat a woman like a woman. Big Dick Energy is not questioning his masculinity, and he doesn't question his feminine side, because they're balanced, and he knows that one serves the other. Oh, the balance of Big Dick Energy. See, Big Dick Energy, there's women with Big Dick Energy, or I should say Big Clit Energy, but just make sure that you understand that at some point in the womb, everybody had a clit, and that's what turned into penises. So when you walk around with all that Big Clit Energy, you don't want it to be too damn big where you know, I seen a fucked up porn. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm sitting there like, ew. And I don't know what that thing was, but that thing, her thing was so big. It was, to each day on. I'm not gonna comment. I just think it was kind of gross. But anyway, that's that Big Clit Energy where you think you can fuck another motherfucker. And honestly, you know, I try to explain to women part of femininity and good clit energy is to receive. That's what that hole is for. That's what it's designed for. You designed to receive. Step back and receive. That's why the man's thing is on the outside, because it is built to give. A man is built to give. And you know what? Women, once you get this in your spirit and you learn that man, his dick will grow just by him sowing and giving into you. Yes, I bullshit you not. His thing will grow just because he's given to you. When he gives to you, his manhood sprouts more. His fucking muscles get, hey, grab his arm. That nigga gonna flex. I promise you. He gonna flex and it's gonna be like, damn, this is the energy that men have. Why do women want it? So I bring this up and I call this, you know, Big Dick Energy conversation because I had a little disagreement, maybe. You know, I had my opinion, they had theirs. On a Facebook post, it was a picture of several, like, this is the new trend, which I think is total bullshit, but a trend where women are proposing to men. Yeah, they getting down on one knee and asking a man for his hand in marriage. Now, straight up, my straight up opinion on that is hell to the no. But I have to take into account there are some women who got bigger clits than these men got dicks, and they're attracted to feminine men. And yes, I do have an issue with this because, and yes, this does turn into a masculine feminine energy exchange. Okay. Now, I'm just going to say it. If you are a very masculine woman, you already attracting feminine ass men. So you proposing to him ain't that odd. But when you try to switch up and be into your feminine as being your majority of who you are, the shit ain't going to work. Because, you know, until you and your divine feminine, you're going to have that bitch masculine at the house. I just can't. I don't have enough time to break this down. I just don't. For people to really understand how wrong that shit is. It's not, again, it's not wrong. If you over masculine, you over controlling, you over insecure, then propose to his ass. That's on you. To each their own. The shit's not for me. I know this may sound masculine, but I am as feminine as they come. And part of being feminine is being in tune with it, acknowledging it, and allowing. See, there's power in allowing a man to serve. Yes, you don't go to church and worship for free. No, I am not a rehab center for your monkey ass. I'm not going to ask you to come in, and I'm not charging a fee. However, I'm a worship experience. And as a worship experience, when you go into the house to worship, you bring an offering, you bring something to the table, and I receive. Ah, it's just all about what you are. You either rehab and you giving back, or you're a worship experience. It's how you view yourself. It has to do with self-esteem. It has to do with control. Whether you need it, you got to hold on to it, whether you let it go and just allow the other person to give it. Uh-huh. Yes. See, now had that been two women, and then I wouldn't give a shit. Because let me just say this. Even if it was two women where another woman was proposing to another woman, the more masculine woman would have been the one doing it. The whole posture of proposal and asking for a hand in marriage is a masculine posture. It's a masculine act. You're not going to do it. I'm not doing it. That's just straight bullshit. And I wouldn't teach my daughters to do it. Take pride in being a woman, if that's what you are. And if you're something else, to each your own, you know. But that shit's bullshit to me. So anyway, the lady was saying that she didn't see the problem in it. She didn't think that it had anything to do with the femininity of a woman. And she felt like it was a great way of her securing her choice. My thoughts is, choice was made way before the fucking I do's and will you. Okay? The choice was made when you started dealing with this person and spending time with this person, you know, you exchanged the I love yous or whatever. That's all the choice that was ever needed. That's the point of choice. But for a woman to ask a man to marry her, it's like, I don't feel secure enough that he'll ask me. So I'm going to ask him first. I don't feel secure enough that I'm good enough, and so I need to control the situation. It's more of a, I don't feel secure enough, so I need to control the situation. And to an extent of, I want to be the breadwinner. I want to ask for his hand in marriage and say, hey, I've got your back. I'm going to provide for you in the event something happens. That, to me, that's just a man's role. And I'm okay with it being a man's role. It's not, I'm not taking away the fact that I work and I'm successful and I'm independent and all of those things. I'm not taking shit away from that. What I'm not going to take away is that man being a man. I think that's a man's thing to do. I'm just, and it's just my opinion. You can have whatever fuck opinion you want. Oh, I'm so glad they give me freedom of speech on here, because I just think it's your expression on how you want to receive or not receive or give and be treated. Again, if you're a masculine woman, then get on your knees and ask your man to marry you. Just be ready to be on your knees all the damn time, because that's the way that shit works. You can't ask a man to marry you and then try to reverse the role. You've taken on the masculine stance in the relationship. Just keep that in mind and really think it through before you go doing that shit. And then, I mean, who really want to be married these days any damn way? I don't know. I'm giving it some thought, but almost everybody I know that's married is miserable or contemplating or trying to figure it out. Maybe if you just got married, you might not feel that way, but if you've been married for any amount of time, that bitch get on your nerves. His ass get on your nerves. So, you know, and a lot of times people just stay together because it's like, well, we've been together for so long. You let time mind fuck you. You don't own time. Time owns you, yet you're letting it trick you into staying miserable when life is just too damn short to not be happy, genuinely happy. And I'm not saying that a person makes you happy, but happy before you even meet that motherfucker. Happy in doing something that you want to do. You know, I cannot be angry at the fact that I come and go as I please. I just spent a whole weekend Hawaii. It was absolutely beautiful. It was absolutely gorgeous. It don't owe me nothing. Damn it, Hawaii, I love you and I will be back. I had contemplated, like, oh, I want to move here. Then, you know, I had a moment where I thought about it, and I was on the plane flying back, and I remembered that's a big ass mountain, and the people just live right in the top of a fucking mountain, right in the center of the goddamn ocean. Bitch, I never felt claustrophobic, but it kicked in. I was like, oh shit, I like to go. I ain't saying you can't get the hell off the island, but you know, the options is real slim. So I don't know. But then, you know, they did recruit me to come and do some things, so I don't know. I'll be back, baby, but I don't know about moving there, but I'll be back. I'll be back, Hawaii, I promise you. It was too beautiful not to. But I just come and go as I please. Yes. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. So, I don't know. If you want to give up all of that and ask a man to marry you, film the shit, because I want to see. I want to see just how many people are doing that. Leave me a message. Tell me what you think about that. Tell me your thoughts, because I think it's some bullshit. But, you know, hey, to each their own. Me personally, I would never do that. I mean, guys, I think I take that as stupid, as low as putting a love spell or some shit on somebody, like a curse or something. You might as well just go all out if you're going to get on your damn knees in front of them. I mean, if you're going to, it's the position of getting on your knees like that in front of a man, just, you might as well just pull his dick out. And then I think about prostitution at that point. You know, I don't know. We going to do this thing. You going to 69 my black ass. Anyway, I don't know how I got there with it, but yeah. So that's what started with the whole big dick energy. And I'm just trying to tell you, big dick energy is the type when you say, we not fucking, and he say, okay. And then he come up behind you and hug you when his dick tap you on the ass. And you change your own damn mind. That's big dick energy. Big dick energy. Does completely different things. And, well, you know, what Tanisha said. Yeah. She's not getting down there and proposing. She's not getting down there and doing none of that shit. And that is what Tanisha said. All right, now.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.